Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. And Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. Now here's the host of PRN at the Track, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat about the upcoming NASCAR races at Echo Park Speedway with announcer Ryan Hutchison. Then we'll speak with Princeton and Oak Level Speedway winner Adam Favors, and we'll have a conversation with East Alabama USCS Sprint Car winner Hayden Wise. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start in South Boston, Virginia. Big race and up for the challenge. Caden Honeycutt gets the win. Kingsport, Tennessee. Ashton Higgins and Kevin Canter getting wins. Caleb Presley victorious at Newport. Down in Georgia at Swainsboro, it's Cam Boyd. Booger Brooks wins North Georgia. Dixie to Shane Smith. Air Force Ashton Winger wins Sonoya. Winder Barrow, the Baja to Wormy Gaddis. Clint Cash wins at Toccoa. Livonia to Jay Cohen. How about this? Sugar Creek goes to Tucker Anderson. He also won the day before at Brasstown, North Carolina. Hickory, North Carolina to Ricky Locklear Jr. Kobe Lambert wins at Harris. Friendship to Biscuit Williams. Ronnie White back in victory lane at East Lincoln. Gastonia, sixth win of the year for Anthony Sanders. Chris Burns wins a pair at Caraway. Five flags at Florida to Doug Thorpe Jr. Ricky Anderson, a winner at Citrus County. And in South Carolina, Sumter to Terry Caples Jr., Florence to Cody Kelly, Anderson to Jimmy Renfrew Jr., and at Lawrence, it's Shane Yarborough. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Echo Park Speedway announcer Ryan Hutchison. Hey, Ryan, welcome to the show. And I got to start out with, you know, over the course of just the last handful of years, why has Echo Park Speedway become the most exciting racetrack in NASCAR?
I think the easiest way to put it is Echo Park Speedway is survival at 190 miles an hour at this point. Every lap can shake things up. We see surprise winners. We see big wrecks. We see last lap passes. It's got everything.
And he isn't kidding. I'll tell you, it is amazing to see those cars around that racetrack down in Georgia. They'll be coming up next Saturday and Sunday, July 11th, July 12th. You're going to have the O'Reilly Auto Parts Series race, the Focus Hell 250 on Saturday, and the big one, the NASCAR Cup Series Quaker State 400, available at Walmart on Sunday night, both 7 p.m. starts. But hey, update me on what's this NASCAR O'Reilly Series?
So it is the series way back when, formerly known as the Busch Series. Over the last couple of years, it's been the NASCAR Xfinity Series, and this year it's now the O'Reilly Auto Parts Series. But it's basically like AAA baseball. It's the feeder series for the Cup Series. It's where drivers really get to cut their teeth on the days before the big Cup Series event. But a lot of young talent in that field, a lot of drivers that are really just trying to get their shot at the next level.
Wow. It should be an exciting Saturday night at Atlanta's Echo Park Speedway. And we're chatting on the ProFabrication.com hotline with one of the voices that you'll hear throughout the grandstands, the announcer Ryan Hutchison, on the ProFabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets. Engineered for maximum seal and durability, Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. If they can't make it there, which networks are the ones, you know, I'm always trying to remember as well. So where can folks tune in via the television or the radio?
Well, like you said, it's going to be a 7 o'clock start for both races on Saturday and Sunday. Radio broadcast is going to be on the Performance Racing Network. It'll be a lot of fun. Have those voices, obviously, they do a fantastic job, you know, calling the action for everybody. On TV, the NASCAR O'Reilly Auto Parts Series race is going to be on the CW. And for the NASCAR Cup Series on Sunday night, that's going to be on TNT.
Wow, should be a heck of a show to watch either network. And of course, tuning in to right here, the Performance Racing Network, and hear Brad Gilley and the rest of the crew doing what they do. Coming up, Echo Park Speedway, Saturday, July 11th, the Focus Health 250 for the NASCAR O'Reilly Auto Parts Series, and Sunday, the Cup Series takes to NASCAR's most exciting racetrack, Sunday night, July 12th, the Quaker State 400 available at Walmart. And we're chatting with one of the voices you'll hear throughout the grandstands, Ryan Hutchison, one of the announcers from Echo Park Speedway. So before the cars get going, though, on Saturday, what are a couple of things to do if fans get there and park and, you know, got some time on their hands to do?
Well, if you are an early riser, you are in luck because Echo Park Speedway is going to have a lot going on all day long on Saturday. We have the Hauler Parade that kicks off at 8:30 a.m. on track property. So you can go out there, see your favorite drivers as they load in to the racetrack for the weekend. Going to kick things off with O'Reilly Auto Parts Series qualifying at 11 a.m. on Saturday. Then later on in the afternoon, we'll get to see the Cup cars go out onto the racetrack for the first time at 4:30 to try and put down a quick lap. And all that is before we even get into the Focus Health 250 at 7 o'clock, Lenny.
Wow, that's going to be a heck of a Saturday. We're chatting with Echo Park Speedway announcer Ryan Hutchison on the ProFabrication.com hotline. What's this, canine stars, sea lions, axes? What are fans? Is the fan zone that crazy there at Echo Park Speedway?
I have never ran into somebody that went to the fan zone before coming into the grandstands that didn't have a good time out there, Lenny, if that answers your question. Like you said, I mean, we have canine stars. We have the sea lions, which a fan favorite. Everyone loves the sea lions, but there's a stacked lineup out in the fan zone in front of the racetrack.
Hey, you know, and you were talking about the Focus Tales 250. We're chatting with Echo Park Speedway announcer Ryan Hutchison, but I know after that race, you young folks and the ones that really want to party go to somewhere called the Peach Pit at the track there?
Peach Pit on the infield just inside of turn number three. That's where the party is going to be after the Focus Health 250. Lenny, you know, years past, we like to go down there and have a little bit of fun, but it's going to be a good time. We're going to have a mechanical bull down there, a bar for people to drink, and then we're obviously going to have some live tunes for people out there in the Peach Pit as well.
Echo Park Speedway announcer Ryan Hutchison is getting ready for next weekend's big events. The Focus Health 250 on Saturday, July 11th. The Quaker State 400 available at Walmart on Sunday night, July 12th. And Sunday morning, you got some big things going on there for fans to come and see and be a part of.
Pre-race track access is going to open just before 4 o'clock at 3:45. If you have a pre-race track pass, you can get out onto the racetrack, see the cars up close.
Echo Park Speedway next weekend. Where can fans find more information on social?
Well, you can go to echoparkspeedway.com online. That will give you all the information you need. If you want to check out the social media handles, it's going to be Echo Park Speedway on all the social media channels.
Appreciate it. Ryan Hutchison, voice at Echo Park Speedway. Thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper, rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and X. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
I'm Andrew Kurland, along with David Stiles, here to give you the latest NASCAR news and opinions each weekday on PRN's Garage Pass. You'll hear everything from race recaps to feature stories, industry news, and chatter from around the garage.
I just think it's interesting to see kind of what your heart rate does in moments of calm or, you know, when things start to ramp up and how quickly it can kind of recover from that.
With Garage Pass, you won't miss a moment from green to checkered flag.
Hey, race fans, we can't wait to see you right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway for a wicked fast, wicked fun weekend this August as we host New England's only NASCAR Cup Series weekend. Live performances, driver appearances. Don't forget to keep an eye on NHMS.com as we count down to New England's only NASCAR Cup weekend, August 21st through the 23rd, right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, New England's big track, where it's always about family, friends, and fun.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, the modified division winner at Princeton, West Virginia. And then that was on Friday, drops down to Oak Level Raceway in Virginia. Adam Favors, that's a heck of a weekend in a couple of nights at two tracks that seem to have a little bit of different profiles. What were some of just the logistical challenges to go from A to B? Did you have a luxury penthouse hotel after winning at Princeton, West Virginia? Or what was the transportation deal like?
No, I drug my feet on getting a hotel, and we were riding down the road at whatever it was, midnight, and trying to find us a room. And we planned on stopping in Hillsville, but every hotel was super packed there, and we were lucky enough just to find one room.
And the team that rooms together wins together the next day at Oak Level after doing so at Princeton, West Virginia. We're chatting with the driver, team owner, Adam Favors, after that triumphant feat there. And you've been battling for this Mideast Modified Championship already this season. Are you back on top? Are you leading? Are you second? Where's the points going right now?
Yeah, I believe we're leading points right now by 4 points over Garrett Kilman. He won the championship last year, and his stuff's really good right now. There's a lot of guys in that thing that can rattle off a couple wins and a heartbeat. So it's an incredibly competitive series.
And they've got an incredibly competitive guy now on top of the points by just a tick. Adam Favors, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you today by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at profabrication.com. Well, that crew's got to support you not only at the racetrack, but if they're all trying to squeeze into one room and such, we need to shout them out for not only, you know, putting up with that in the middle of the night, but getting you a pair of wins there. Who were, you know, the folks that helped you this weekend?
Yeah, my wife, for sure. She puts up a lot with all the racing, especially this year. I think we've ran 14 times this year already. And last year, I think we ran a total of 14 times. So we've definitely ramped up this year. My best friend, Dalton Pallister, R&D Customs, he keeps it going and keeps noses and the setup right on it and tries to keep the driver's head in it.
How much is that to have somebody that knows you like a best friend to be able to, you know, bring you back to earth, whether you're excited about something, maybe a little bit over-caffeinated about something else, and to have that balance with somebody that is so key to how you're going to be able to compete when you get out there onto the racetrack. How is that communication for you two with having virtually the best friend situation going?
It's good. For him and I, it's good because, you know, he can tell me what it looks like I need to be doing on the racetrack, and I can tell him what I feel like I can't do. And then we can usually come together and figure out how to get that and get me to be comfortable to do that in the car. And it's just always, we're always feeding off of each other, always bouncing ideas. It's even if you don't know what you're talking about, it's always great to have somebody to bounce ideas off of. And sometimes you stumble upon something.
Well, and they stumbled upon it in a really good way this week. And Adam Favors, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, modified winner, Princeton, West Virginia, made the trip around the horn at Withville and then back up the ways to get to Oak Level Raceway in Virginia, winning both of those. But a lot of husbands and wives are also asking, okay, your best friend's the crew chief and he's helping you, but you got the wife helping you there. Well, how does her comments fit into things? Because I know my wife would usually want to throw something in somewhere, and a lot of times it's enlightening. Maybe I didn't want to hear it as an enlightening. How does that work with all the communication?
Yeah, she's my biggest supporter. She's always helped me with whatever I need. She can always tell me, you know, what it looks like, and she's always usually filming, so the filming helps for after, because I can go back and look and be like, wow, that line was off, or, you know, I just missed it there, or it helps me understand what I need to do better on the track.
Good to have a pair of folks that he can trust in his pit at any time. Wife, best friend, Adam Favors, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, taking that strength of person to Victory Lane in Princeton, West Virginia, and Oak Level Raceway last weekend. So where over the next 30 days do you go? You got 14 races in now. You're chasing the points title, or they're actually chasing you as the one up top. How do you keep, you know, the balance over the next month?
We'll just try to keep it in one piece. We're going to go back up to Princeton this Friday. They're having a modified special. And then I think the last two tour championship races are both at Friendship. So I know we'll be there. And then we'll just keep racing and just keep trying to have fun.
So important to keep having the fun. And Adam Favors, I got to believe it was fun to have those Victory Lane celebrations, Princeton and Oak Level. Between the two races and such, the overnight drive, was there anything unique to this? Did you get a text from somebody? Did you, you know, walk into some place and put the trophy like they do every now and then? You'll see pictures. Oh, we ate at this joint and had our, you know, trophy with us. Any of that kind of thing happen?
No, not necessarily. It was awesome to have you reach out to do this deal. And then a friend of ours, Kit Thompson, does the Voice of Victory mm-hmm. Lane. He reached out and wanted to do one. Other than that, that's about it.
Well, I'll tell you, Kip Thompson, good guy. And folks can find he and his podcast, The Voice of Victory Lane, out there wherever you get podcasts. I'm sure Adam will do another great job and have a little longer to chat with us. Where can we follow you on social media, where we can you know, get merchandise and be able to follow you in the racing?
Yeah, I've got a Facebook. It's Adam Favors Racing. And then all my merchandise is on my wife's clothing website. It's Checkered Out Apparel. She does all my racing merch. And then she also does racing merch for wives and, you know, all the cute racetrack apparel the girls love.
Well, and they love a winner. And Adam Favors is a winner, winning at Princeton, West Virginia, and Oak Level Raceway in Virginia. Thank you for taking the time to join us. Always great to hear from you. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
This July, it's more than a race. It's a full-on, wide-open NASCAR weekend. The Quaker State 400, available at Walmart, takes over Echo Park Speedway July 11th and 12th. Engines roaring, lights blazing. It's high-speed action on the track and tailgates that turn into stories. All under the lights. Bring your crew, make memories. It's a summer night you won't forget. The Quaker State 400, available at Walmart. Get tickets now at EchoParkSpeedway.com.
This is PRN's Alexis Erickson, and if your life looks anything like mine, you are always on the go. So take advantage of the PRN mobile app. By downloading the mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast while you're on the go, making sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. You also get station listings and on-demand access to your favorite PRN shows like Garage Pass, PRN's At the Track, and Fast Talk with Doug Rice, Brad Gilley, and myself. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today. Available in the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
There's more At the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
Hi, this is Doug Rice of PRN. Join me for another great episode of Fast Talk.
I heard this 5 years ago with Jimmy Johnson.
I know what
you're
going
to say. Johnson forgot how to drive? You're an idiot. Shut up. Sit down. He's going to win 8 races in a row. I'm not putting Kyle Larson in that category. I think driver slump and team slump. I think this may be more of a team slump than a driver slump. That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline to chat with us about her first time winning a USCS 360 sprint car race at East Alabama Motor Speedway, Hayden Wise. Hey, Hayden, welcome back to the show. And I looked it up. It's like a year and a half, maybe less, that we had you on. And you were grinding it out, trying to battle for the Rookie of the Year in the Extreme Outlaw Midget Series. And now winning in a full wing sprint car like what, you know, for you not knowing out there in radio land, kind of looks like a World of Outlaws sprint car. What have you done from a driver's perspective to get better in that year and a half? And by the way, congratulations on the win.
Yeah, thank you. It's great to be back here. And yeah, we've just been working really hard all year. Very grateful for all the opportunities that I've had. I've learned a lot. You know, a sprint car is a whole new thing because I didn't really ever come from wing racing. So it's a whole new concept that I have to learn, but it's been really fun all year. And I just couldn't be here without, you know, my dad, my pop, and of course, Jay. They've helped me so much and just learned all that I need to learn so far.
Well, Hayden Wise is showing that she is learning and moving fast, taking her first victory in a 360 sprint car at East Alabama Motor Speedway in the USCS Racing Series. 360, 410, we hear those numbers. This is not quite as powerful because of the 360 isn't as high a number as 410. Is that basically the only difference?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's not really like a big power difference because I've practiced a 410. It really just depends on like the track and stuff. I mean, the cars pretty much handle the same.
That's pretty cool.
It feels the same too. Yeah. Yeah.
Hayden Wise, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at profabrication.com. And you sparked something in my mind here. You were talking about the difference between the car that you ran in and the 410 that would be more of a World of Outlaws car. But as we said earlier, you were running in the Midget Series just a year or so ago. What's it more fun like driving now when you have all that kind of power and the wing and stuff like that? What's fun about racing one of those cars?
I love the sprint car. You know, it's a whole new thing that I'm learning, and the midget, I love non-wing stuff too.
Is the wing, you know, from sitting in the car, does it feel like you got like a baseball cap on where you can't see up anymore, or do you got that wing there over your head?
Yeah, it's a little hard to see. Also, another thing that's kind of weird is like with the midget is you're driving on the right rear, and then in the sprint car, you're pretty much leaning on the left rear. So that's a little thing that's I'm not used to, but I've started to learn it. You got to drive a lot more with the brake in the sprint car, but it's so fun to drive, and I'm just glad I get to do it.
Oh, I want to talk about how these cars drive. Hayden Wise, our guest of the profabrication.com hotline, went from midgets last year and a half or so ago, now winning in the USCS 360 sprint car, the big winged machines. It's a lot of work inside of one of those. You were saying driving the brake and having to, you know, lean the different direction, but you've got adjustments you can make with that big wing, like almost like a pilot in a plane. You can change the angle on it some.
Yeah, that's another thing I need to, you know, learn a little bit better. Is sometimes I have a hard time like remembering to move the wing back, and I forget that I, you know, have that help me sometimes. Like, it keeps the car tight and keeps the car more planted. So sometimes they have to remind me before I go out that I have a wing there and I need to move it back some. So.
Well, I have to put a sticky note on your dashboard. Yeah. There. Yeah. Hayden Wise, she doesn't need any sticky notes. She knows how to get around and find victory lane. She did so at East Alabama Motor Speedway, USCS 360 sprint car winner. And, you know, the Alabama dirt, from what I remember being down there at like the Talladega short track and all, pretty sticky, kind of muddy sometimes and all. How you don't have a windshield. How do you keep, you know, your visor clean when you're out there racing?
Tear off. I go through like 20 of those things a day. Sometimes I forget to really, sometimes I put like 10 on and then I get reminded I need to put more on because I'm running out, and usually go through like 10 each time I'm out there. So I have to, you know, use a lot of tear offs.
So how crazy is it? You've got a tear off on your visor shield so that you could keep mud, you know, from staying on too long where you couldn't see. You got throttle and a brake and now a wing to adjust. And you know, two or three guys or gals trying to pass you out there. How busy is it inside that race car when you're making laps?
I mean, it doesn't really seem that busy when you're, you know, obviously racing, because you're not really thinking about that. I feel like your body is just on the adrenaline and you're just like really, it's just a habit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just easy. You know, I don't really think about that stuff. Like, whenever I'm out there, I just move it back. I don't really think about it. Pull a tear off. It just happens so fast, you don't even know what you're doing out there.
Wow. Well, I certainly wouldn't know what I was doing out there, but our guest, Hayden Wise of the ProFab Hotline, USCS 360 winner, she knew what she was doing, getting to victory lane. How about the feeling when you took the lead and you're coming around, like, say, the white flag one to go? What are those feelings like coming to the checkers for your first win?
Oh, it was crazy. You know, when I took the lead, I felt, you know, the adrenaline running through my body. I felt like I was going to throw up. I was so excited. But then once I saw a checkered flag, you know, obviously relieved of emotion. I was just so happy to get that first win under my belt. And I'm just really grateful that I was able to happen that night.
Did you get to wing walk like they do? You know, did you get to climb up there?
No, you know, I was talking the week before with everybody. I was like, I don't know how people do that. Like, I feel like I'd fall off the wing. So I just stood up on the back of it. I didn't get all the way up there. I was too scared.
Better safe. She got the win and didn't have any bad videos of her falling in victory lane. Hayden Wise, our guest of the ProFab Hotline. Where can we follow you on social media? We got to keep up with you.
Yeah, Hayden Wise Racing on Facebook. And then I also have an Instagram account called Hayden Wise Racing, too.
Well, Hayden Wise Racing, mark it down, find it, follow it, and keep up with one fast race driver. First-time winner of the USCS 360 Sprint Car Division, East Alabama Motor Speedway. Hayden Wise, thank you for taking the time to join us. Congrats on this awesome thing, and we certainly look forward to more. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more on PRN at the Track.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and X.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a cannon in turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Ty Gibbs.
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Blaney, bottom of the racetrack. Chastain makes it three wide. He'd like to take a spot here on the backstretch, and he charges. He wants the lead in turn three. Ross Chastain shot out of a cannon from the sixth starting spot. He has already moved up to second. The battle now for third on the high side. Kyle Larson, Riley Herbst challenging low.
Kyle Larson moves up to the top side. Going to lose a little bit of ground.
This is PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Happy 4th of July weekend. Get out there and celebrate the 250th birthday of our great country. And remember, plenty of grassroots racing out there. Support grassroots racing and certainly follow it all on PRN at the Track on our social media. X, Facebook, and Instagram, all powered by Keen Parts and CorvetteParts.net. And for all of us at the Performance Racing Network, thank you for listening. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza,
Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. And Profabrication Headers and Exhaust. Quality that wins. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.